USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden's pick for U.S. Supreme Court testified for the second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson faced senators' questions on impartiality, sentencing patterns, defense of Guantanamo Bay detainees, abortion, and critical race theory during the hearing. The confirmation hearing continues Wednesday. Republican Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb vetoed a bill this week that would have barred transgender girls from participating in women's school sports, bucking a trend among GOP governors. In a letter to the state's House of Representatives, Holcomb said he felt the bill falls short of providing clarity on a policy for the fairness of K-12 sports in Indiana. Utah Governor Spencer Cox, also a Republican, vetoed a similar measure this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Inflation is ballooning in the U.S., and it's impacting most everything needed to make ends meet.
U.S. wages are increasing, but not nearly enough to keep up with the soaring costs of gasoline and rent. According to a new analysis by the Urban Institute, by January, rents in the average metropolitan area had increased 15% over the prior year. Hourly wages only rose about 5% over that same time frame. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Michigan's unemployment agency hired ex-criminals to handle jobless claims. An audit report released Friday by Michigan's Auditor General found the agency gave jobs to 169 people who'd previously been convicted of misdemeanors or felonies. Michigan UIA Director Julia Dale, a Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointee, did not dispute the audit findings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The NFL is handing out permission slips, so to speak. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
The NFL is allowing teams to look into deals with blockchain and NFT companies. After it evaluated the technology, the league saying it will allow promotional relationships without undertaking excessive regulator or brand risk. The NFL said teams and the league must proceed carefully because of evolving regulations related to the technology. Advertising for NFTs and NFT companies are not allowed to use team marks and logos.
Alaska Representative Don Young died on Friday at the age of 88. He's the longest-serving member of the 117th Congress, and he held the job for 48 years. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin told Newsmax she'd be honored to serve in Young's place if asked.
Oh, my goodness. Think of those huge shoes that are to be filled when we consider Don Young's longevity and his passion, his love, his fighting spirit for our wonderful state of Alaska and for the nation as a whole. If I were asked to serve in the House and take his place, I would be humbled and honored, and I would. Yeah, in a heartbeat, I would.
Representative Young will lie in state in the Capitol on March 29th. And a federal appeals court said porn star Stormy Daniels must pay former President Donald Trump nearly $300,000 in attorney's fees in her failed defamation lawsuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.